Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming lawmakers approve $9.99 billion budget. Gillette legislators weigh in. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming legislature has approved a $9.99 billion two-year state budget, sending the compromise spending plan to Governor Mark Gordon for his signature. According to Cowboy State Daily and Wyofile, the Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee report 28-3, while the House followed with a 51-1 vote, wrapping up the legislature's primary responsibility of the session. Lawmakers worked through a roughly $170 million gap between House and Senate versions. The final budget comes in about $143 million below the governor's original $10.13 billion recommendation, though Senate leaders say general fund spending is closer to $53 million under the governor's plan. Governor Gordon praised the outcome, calling it a win for Wyoming and thanking lawmakers who pushed back on deeper cuts proposed earlier in the session. Gillette legislators played key roles in the debate. Representative John Baer, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, defended the House's push to scale back spending, saying lawmakers slowed what he described as unnecessary government growth and started the session nearly $480 million below the governor's proposal. Representative Abby Angelos highlighted the final compromise on University of Wyoming funding. UW will receive $30 million up front, with another $10 million in 2027 if it identifies at least $5 million in savings. The budget also includes state employee raises, $12 to $14 million for the Wyoming Business Council, $9 million for invasive species management, and another $88 million transfer to support K-12 education. Governor Gordon now has 72 hours to consider line item vetoes. Lawmakers could override any vetoes if time remains in the session. Bill requiring rec mill vote advances with key support from Gillette Senator. A bill that would require Wyoming's Recreation District mill levy to go before voters every 4 years is headed to the full Senate. According to the Gillette News Record on Friday, House Bill 127 cleared the Senate Revenue Committee on a narrow 3-2 vote, with Senator Troy McEwen casting the deciding vote. The measure is sponsored by Representative Chip Nyman of Hewlett and was prompted by concerns in Crook County after its school board voted 6-3 to assess the recreation mill, making it the 47th of 48 school districts in Wyoming to do so. Nyman told lawmakers the issue comes down to accountability, saying he believes taxpayers should periodically weigh in on whether the mill should continue. Opponents pushed back, including Campbell County School Board Chair Lisa Durgan, who questioned why recreation districts are being singled out when 19 other districts can levy mills without recurring voter approval. She warned the bill could create instability and undermine long-term planning. Board member Mark Christensen added that the school district, which oversees the rec mill, undergoes annual audits with no findings, and said if voters are unhappy, they can replace board members at election time. Supporters, including Senator Bob Ide of Casper, argued recreation is not a core function of government and should face greater scrutiny. If approved by the full Senate, the bill would send the question of the rec mill back to voters statewide every 4 years. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.